Patient's name is Emily Noling, first name E-M-I-L-Y, last name N-O-W-L-I-N-G. Date of birth is 3-8-2006. Date of service is 5-3-2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. The 16-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of seasonal allergies, also complaining of depression, crying a lot, sleeping a lot. Mom states that she also has been self-harming and cutting her legs with razor blades for the past week. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 103 over 62, heart rate 97, respiratory 16, temp 98.7, O2 99, and she weighs 109.6 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, her mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. No erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft on tender, buff on times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro ANO times 4, gait steady, her skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, neuro A. Neuro ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan. Number 1, self-harm. Lacerations to her lower extremities and depression, anxiety, panic attacks. Patient will be given a prescription of Celexa 20 milligrams to take daily and a prescription of Zyzol 5 milligrams to take daily. Her mom is meeting with counselors to begin family therapy. She states that her and her husband are going through a nasty divorce, and they are using a detective. The daughter is speaking with school officials and seeing a counselor frequently at the school to check in to make sure that everything is going okay. She at this time denies any suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation, but she does agree that if she does begin to have these feelings, she will either tell mom, tell a school official, or come back to the clinic and discuss it with one of us. Mom and patient both do agree with this plan of care, and they were given an opportunity to ask questions. They have none at this time.